Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Barbara Kempner said something in an interview with ABC News that I keep kind of going back to. When asked whether she believed her step-grandson was responsible for killing her granddaughter, she didn't say yes, she didn't say no. She said, I can't accuse him because I don't know what happened in that room, but the summation would be that he did something. The summation would be that he did something. It's not a defense. It's not an accusation. That's a grandmother standing at the edge of two impossible truths and refusing to fall either way. She loved this boy, treated him like one of her own grandkids. And from the moment her son remarried, this is allegedly how life was. And now she's watching him become the sole suspect in the death of Anna Kempner, her actual granddaughter, her blood, and she can't bring herself to say what everyone else is thinking, including allegedly the authorities as well. That tension, that impossible math, is what this entire family is living inside of right now. And it's tearing them apart in ways that are playing out in court filings, in process server affidavits, in interviews where people are choosing their words like they're walking through a minefield, because that's what this is, a minefield, and nobody knows which step is going to blow everything up. Let's get into this. And give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, if you're listening to us on the podcast platform, thank you for being there. Please press subscribe. But also check us out on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That's where you'll find us. Hit subscribe there if you don't mind. And then also in the video, give us your thoughts. Give us your feedback. So let's talk about this family, because if you want to understand this case, really understand it, you have to understand that the Kempner family wasn't some long-established unit that got ripped apart by tragedy. This was a family that barely existed before the tragedy, at least in its current form. Christopher Kempner married Chantel Hudson in December of 2024. Anna Kempner died in November of 2025. That's 11 months, not even a full year. These kids weren't raised together. They didn't grow up fighting over the bathroom or stealing each other's clothes or building the kind of sibling bond that comes with a shared history. They were strangers who became step-siblings because their parents fell in love and they were still figuring it out and what that meant. When one of them ended up dead and the other became the primary suspect in a federal homicide investigation, you know, like everybody's childhood. Anna was 18, a senior at Temple Christian School in Titusville, a cheerleader. She wanted to join the Navy after graduation, then become a canine police officer. Her obituary described her as bubbly, outgoing, reliable. She said she loved dolphins and butterflies and the Georgia Bulldogs. Said she dreamed of being a cheerleader for UGA. She had her whole life mapped out. And now her remains have been cremated, and the only question anyone's asking is what happened in that cabin. The stepbrother in question here was 16. We know his initials from the court documents. Some outlets have published his full name through, though he is a minor. We're not going to do that here, at least not until formal charges have been made. What matters is that we know about him. His mother, Chantel, had two kids from her previous marriage to Thomas Hudson, the 16-year-old and a younger daughter. After Chantel married Christopher Kempner, the blended family moved forward, allegedly. Nine of them boarded that Carnival Horizon cruise in early November, a Caribbean vacation. Family bonding. That was supposed to be the point. The adults had their cabins. The teenagers were put together. Anna, her 14-year-old biological brother, and the 16-year-old stepbrother shared a stateroom. Carnival's policy allowed teens aged 15 to 17 to stay in their room as long as it's within a few cabins of an adult. So this, it was permitted. But permitted and wise aren't really the same thing all the time. I'm not blaming Carnival. I'm blaming the people who chose this as an option, which whoever booked this, I'm looking your way. Because here's what Anna's ex-boyfriend told reporters after her death. He said Anna was scared of her stepbrother. This is according to the ex-boyfriend. Said she told him she was uncomfortable around the kid. And he said that 9 months before she died, 9 months he was on FaceTime with her. When the stepbrother came into her room in the middle of the night and tried to climb on top of her while she was lying down. He says he's reported it to Anna's parents. The stepbrother's own biological father, Thomas Hudson, separately told Inside Edition that the kid always carried a big knife. That's weird. That's the allegation. So I'm going to ask the obvious question. If any of this is true, if Anna had expressed fear, if there had been an incident, if the boy had a reputation for carrying a weapon, why in the world was she sharing a cabin with him on a cruise ship in the middle of the Caribbean Sea? I don't have an answer. Nobody's given one. And the people who could explain it aren't talking. Let's go to the night Anna died, November 6th, heading to November 7th. The ship was in international waters, somewhere between Cuba and Florida, on the way back to Miami. According to her grandmother, Barbara, Anna wasn't feeling great that evening. Her braces were bothering her. She was back at the cabin for a bit, then came back down and wanted to spend some time with her grandparents in the ship's casino. Barbara remembers the last thing Anna said to her, "Mima, I love you guys. I'll see you later." She said Anna would pop in and out to check on them throughout the cruise. That night, she did not come back. According to what Anna's 14-year-old brother later told People, according to Anna's ex-boyfriend, he heard yelling coming from the cabin that night. He heard what sounded like chairs being thrown, heard the stepbrother telling Anna to shut up. He allegedly tried to get into the room and was blocked, and then at some point the noise stopped. The next morning, November 7th, Anna didn't show up for breakfast. Her grandfather, Jeffrey, was downstairs buying bingo cards when he heard a medical alert come over the ship's intercom. He heard his granddaughter's cabin number. When crew members got into the stateroom, they found Anna's body stuffed under the bed. She was wrapped in a blanket, covered with life vests, hidden. Her death certificate, which the family shared with ABC News, says she was medically asphyxiated by other persons. The manner of death is listed as homicide. The medical examiner determined her time of death to be 11:17 a.m., which sources say is roughly when her body was discovered. There were reportedly bruises on her neck. Preliminary information given to the family indicated no signs of sexual assault and no drugs or alcohol in her system. The FBI took jurisdiction because the death occurred in international waters. They questioned everyone on that ship, family members, crew, other passengers. They reviewed thousands of hours of surveillance footage. They analyzed electronic key card data showing who entered and exited which cabins and when. And according to the family, that footage tells a pretty clear story. The stepbrother was the only person seen going into and coming out of that cabin in the hours surrounding Anna's death. No one else, just him. He was questioned aboard the ship. Barbara Kempner, the grandmother, says she sat in on part of the interview. She described him as an emotional mess. She said he couldn't speak, couldn't believe what had happened. And she said he told her in his own words that he does not remember what happened. I believe him. That is his truth, Barbara said. I don't know what to do with that. Is she suggesting he blacked out, disassociated? Is the grandmother grasping for any explanation that doesn't require her to accept what the evidence points to? She also said she believes he had demons that existed before any of this happened, but she won't say he did it. She says she can't accuse him because she wasn't in the room, and really nobody can. You just look at the evidence. That's what the investigation is for. And yet she also says the summation would be that he did something. That's a tightrope. And this family is walking it, and not everyone is walking in the same direction. Let's talk about Christopher Kempner, Anna's father, the man who lost his daughter, his wife's son, is a suspect, and when the legal system came calling, Christopher made himself scarce. He was subpoenaed to testify at a custody hearing on December 5th, a hearing connected to the ongoing divorce dispute between Chantel, that's his new wife, and her ex-husband, Thomas Hudson. According to a sworn statement from the process server, when they arrived at Christopher's home in Titusville, his SUV was sitting in the driveway, engine running. The lights inside the house were on. A Ring doorbell camera was visible at the entrance, and no trespassing sign had been posted on the property. They knocked. They rang the bell. They announced themselves multiple times, and no one seemed to answer. The process server left the subpoena on the windshield of the SUV. When they returned later, the vehicle was gone, and so was the paperwork. What does it mean when the father of a murder victim is ducking subpoenas? Is he protecting his wife, his stepson? Is he too grief-stricken to sit in a courtroom and answer questions about the worst thing that's ever happened to him? I don't know. He hasn't explained himself yet, and no one's made him yet. And look, I can't imagine trying to process this. Chantel Kempner is an impossible position as well. Her son is suspected of killing her stepdaughter. She's still married to that stepdaughter's father, and she's caught in the middle of a custody fight with her ex-husband that has become, through no one's intention, the only source of information about this case. Her attorney has filed motions to delay hearings, to seal records, to block the press from accessing information. A non-dissemination order has been requested. In court filings, her lawyer acknowledged that the FBI has advised Chantel that a criminal case may be initiated against her son. Another filing referred to Anna's death as a suspected murder. During one hearing, Chantel mentioned that her son has a psychiatrist appointment scheduled. The judge stopped her immediately and warned her not to speak without consulting her attorney first. Allegedly. The 16-year-old is no longer living at home. He was hospitalized immediately after the cruise for reasons that have not been disclosed. He's now staying with a maternal relative on Florida's West Coast, allegedly. He's in counseling, allegedly. He has not been charged. So what is Chantel doing? It's protecting her son, hiding him, trying to keep her family from being torn apart any further, all of the above? The answer probably depends on who you ask, and no one's asking her directly, at least not publicly, and I wouldn't expect her to say anything publicly. Meanwhile, her ex-husband, Thomas Hudson, is using this tragedy as ammunition, as I think anyone would. I'd be concerned, too, for the well-being of my children. Hudson filed an emergency motion after Anna's death, seeking custody of the youngest daughter that he shares with Chantel. His argument that Chantel's parenting has put their son's future in jeopardy, that she failed to exercise appropriate supervision on the cruise. His attorney alleged in court that the teenagers were allowed to drink alcohol because the ship was in international waters. Chantel's attorney denied it immediately, saying video from the ship confirms there was no drinking, and that the Department of Children and Family investigated and found no alcohol in the home. Whether Hudson's concerns are legitimate or whether he's weaponizing a federal homicide investigation to gain leverage in a custody fight is not something that I can answer. But the effect is the same. Every motion, every filing, every hearing in that case becomes another crack in the wall this family is trying to build around itself. The public isn't learning about Anna's death from the FBI. We're learning it from a divorce. And then there's Heather Wright, Anna's biological mother. She and Christopher split up 13 years ago. We already did a video on her and her video. Anna was living with her dad. And when her daughter was killed, Heather says she was told not to attend the funeral. She went anyway in disguise. She told reporters Anna was always happy, that she never complained, even as a baby. A mother who'd been on the outside of her daughter's life for years, now watching the family that raised her collapse in real time with no seat at the table and no voice in what happens next. And look, judging by her behavior, judging by her own story, by her own admissions, I can understand why. I think most people can. Not exactly a wonderful example. Not exactly someone that's a shining pillar of stability, if you will. The FBI has said nothing. Officially, they don't comment on ongoing investigations. There has not been a press conference as of yet. No named suspect, no public confirmation of cause of death. Everything we know about mechanical asphyxiation came from the family, sharing the death certificate with reporters. The Bureau is reviewing evidence, surveillance footage, key card data, autopsy results, digital devices, interviews, and they're doing it on their own timeline. A former cruise ship attorney told reporters, this is entirely consistent with how the FBI handles crimes at sea. They treat them as low priority. They don't communicate with families. They don't provide updates. And the families are left in the dark waiting for answers that may never come or may come sealed in a juvenile court proceeding that the public will never see. So, Barbara Kempner put it simply, there's still a lot of unknowns. And I don't know, we will know everything for a very long time. If charges are eventually filed, they'll be filed against a minor, which means the proceedings could be closed, depending on how it's filed. Could be charged as an adult. We don't know yet. The records could be sealed. Anna Kempner's death could become a permanent question mark. Answered only in whispers and court filings and interviews where grandmothers say things like, the summation would be that he did something. Nine people boarded that Carnival cruise. One came home in a body bag. One is a suspect, and the rest of them are scattered now. Geographically, emotionally, legally, the father won't show up to court. The stepmother is trying to lock down the case. The grandmother is grieving two kids at once, one dead and one possibly destroyed. The biological mother showed up to funeral in disguise, and somewhere on Florida's West Coast, a 16-year-old boy is seeing a psychiatrist and waiting to find out whether the rest of his life happens behind bars. Allegedly. This isn't a family dealing with tragedy. This is a family that no longer knows what it is. They can't grieve together because the thing they're grieving is tangled up in accusations and suspicion and the possibility that someone at the Thanksgiving table is responsible for an empty chair. They can't defend the boy because the evidence doesn't let them. They can't condemn him because he's still one of theirs. At least he was. So they're frozen. Caught between a girl who deserved answers and a boy who says he doesn't have any. Between loyalty and justice. Between the family they thought they were building and the wreckage it's become. Barbara Kempner said she'll support whatever the courts decide. She wants justice. But she also said he doesn't, or she doesn't think. But she also said she doesn't know if she did it. Or if he did it. Even though he was the only one going in and out of that room. Even though the footage shows it. I can't accuse him, she said, but the summation would be that he did something. That's where this family lives now, in the space between what they know and what they're willing to say out loud. In the silence between a question and an answer that might never come. And somewhere in a cabin that's been cleaned and rebooked and sealed or sailed on like nothing ever happened, the ghost of an 18-year-old girl is still waiting for someone to tell the truth. When will it come and what will it be? That's the question. Your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, please search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi so you can join us in our conversations on these cases every single day. We do greatly appreciate that. Check that out. Press subscribe and give us your thoughts. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A t-shirt and jeans. Mac and cheese. Oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match. Like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at schwabious.com.